CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Yo, 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 what is up, people of the world? It's Malcolm Judy here, host of The Worst Guys. In studio with me today, we'll have a special guest appearance by the homie Loiso Mzinyati. Yo, let's say what up to Loiso. What up, dog?
Easy, man.
It's been a long time since we've had you here. For those of you who don't know, Loiso has been part of the show before. He's now coming for a guest appearance. He had to do some special things, take over the world on the other side while we hold it down here. But he's back with us. He's going to join us in the conversation today, which is about the afterlife and reincarnation. And essentially what we believe happens to us when we die. Because, I mean, that's a question we've all asked ourselves before, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
No, definitely. So we're going to definitely get into that a little bit later. But also in studio, we have the rose amongst the thorns, Sipir and Tetwa. Let's give her a shout out. Yo, yo, yo.
Hello.
You guys know this lady. You know this lady. She's always with us, kicking and making it dope. We are also on... We're waiting for our boy Riabeso Sisele, who will be on his way. He's always coming from his prison, his slave ship, the corporate retail environment.
Is that what you guys call it now?
Yeah.
He's running late. African time.
He's getting those racks.
Yeah, you got to do it. So, yeah, we'll be waiting on him a little bit. But, yeah, man, we've had such an interesting week since the last time we spoke. Donald Trump was president and... The world hasn't exploded.
Yeah, I'm still...
But there were floods.
Maybe that's his fault.
They leaked. There must be.
Anything goes wrong, it's Trump's fault. But yeah, genuinely speaking on that, like I said, the last episode, we just have to wait and see what happens with his presidency. I really don't think he's out to destroy the world. I don't think that's his aim. I don't think he cares enough to do that. And yeah, his team... is probably the driving force behind his cabinet, not he himself. Although, as a representative, it pretty much sucks for the world. The fact that somebody who says things like that and does things like that can ultimately be the leader of the free world. But yeah, the world hasn't exploded and we're still all right, man. We're still doing good. Otherwise, Simpiwe, anything new? Anything you want to talk about, tell the people about? Any new boyfriends that have been thrown upon you, which you do not?
No.
It's been a quiet life.
In the words of rehab, it's just been work. And did I say more work?
Yeah. All right. Anything new from you, Loiso, since we last had you that you want the people to know about?
Well, you know, I wrote my last exam today, so I survived. Fees must fall.
You deserve it. Lights in your cop cars on fire.
No. I skipped out this year. I skipped out on that. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so that's why I had to come out of retirement.
It's good to be back. So we have somebody who overcame the Fees Must Fall movement. And we were just saying earlier, like, all the people who are in the Fees Must Fall marches, they're studying now, yeah? You better, otherwise you fail, my boy. And then what are you going to tell Umamak? Hey, it's tough out here. But yeah, anyway, it's good to have you guys in studio, man. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Just because there's so much depth to it. It's something that everybody, well, not everybody has a different opinion on, but you can get very many angles on what happens to us after we die and whether that's the purpose as to why we live our lives the way that we do.
And why we're here.
Does it mean, does heaven... Is heaven the ultimate goal of why Earth was created?
Hell yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yes.
All right, cool. Actually, I want to get into this conversation while Rehab's in the building. So let's play a track a little bit just to keep y'all entertained. And then we'll be back after this. This is Chris Brown, baby. Loyal.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right, but you was blowing up her phone last night, but she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime, I'm the shit. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos, and I done did every day but trust these hoes. See me fuck with
when a rich nigga won't you. And your nigga can't do nothing for you.
Yeah, that's Chris Brown's Loyal. Do you think these hoes are loyal out here, my boy?
Hey, how about Tepa Hali, Banyana Man? How about Tepa Hali Nix?
For yourself.
Yeah,
how about Tepa Hali Nix?
For yourself. It's the girls that you attract.
What do you want to say about Mook?
No, she was calling me out because I'm pro. I think that these hoes ain't loyal, man. Because these girls
women are snakes.
Dog, they try hide it by saying men are trash, but we know you.
Yes, man. What you are ready for. And if your aura is all about wholeness and trashiness and disloyalty, guess what? You're going to get a sister like that.
No, listen, let me tell you something.
Men are trash because y'all hoes made us that way.
Yeah, it's either that or we lose.
Is that
what you guys tell yourself to
you
go
see,
to sleep?
I'm glad the producer is stuck in that other room because she's coming here with her tendencies as well as a female. Snapping your fingers. Listen, hey, woman.
No, stop talking rubbish, okay? Hey. Stop talking rubbish.
Anyway, men are dogs, women are snakes.
Yeah, we're all dogs. We're all humans. Anyway, I'm joined with Ria Besosisele, Loyiso Mzinyathi, and Simpiwe Mthethwa. It's a fully loaded studio. We're having a good time with the worst guys on a Wednesday because it's the worst guys and we do it in the worst way.
Wake up.
Yeah. We are in the building talking about what's been happening. Just recently came across a story which is of high interest to me. Our favorite minister, Fikile Mbalula, seems to be wrapped up in a scandal of some sort. The headline here at Times Live says, Minister of Sport and Recreation, Fikile Mbalula, has opened up about one of the biggest challenges that he has ever had to face, being embroiled in a mammoth sex scandal. This was widely reported by Sunday Papers in 2011 that the minister, a married father of two, had a brief tryst with Joyce Umpemetse Molao, a Northwest model after a function in Houghton. Do you know what? That sounds exactly like Fikile Mbalula. I won't even lie.
But the way Casper said it in his album on Sulu Fella, you know, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with a little bit of ooh?
Hey, you know what is that? That's what you see. That's how I think that's where
you
we...
You guys are
what's
dogs.
Love got to...
You guys are just... Disgusting.
What's love got to
do with
it? It's just a little bit of ooh.
Shame on. He's a married man.
Yeah. He did what he had to do, man.
He was in Houghton. There was a motel. She was probably like, hey, bro, fix. I saw that playlist that you put out. Hella dope. Especially that nasty C shit. So, you know, I'm on your dick, you know? That's what it was. Fikile Mbalula caught up in a scandal. He's apparently clarifying it, saying it was a one night stand after he had initially denied it with his lawyers. So he's made a U-turn and he's apologized for betting the model and further accused the woman of trying to extort money from him in return.
Who is not loyal now? Like, who is not loyal now? Like,
what we say is that all of us are dogs. It's not just
you know what?
You
actually,
make it seem like,
hell
let's,
no.
Let's not actually jump the gun and say that he did.
He said one night.
No. But listen, maybe he's just also being like delusional himself, you know, because women love fabricating things.
Okay.
Women love fabricating things. Because, I mean, like, let's say 10 years from now when we hate as fuck, some woman comes, oh, Mark, you child me, don't forget, remember? Yeah. And where's my guaps? Now there's a scandal and you marry that time with cunt.
I can't believe this is what's coming out of your mouth.
It's the truth.
No, he did it. He cheated on his wife.
Yeah,
who is the one who's not loyal now?
Can I ask you something just on this thing? Do you think in marriages... Do you think that cheating occurs regularly and people don't care about it? Like, because I hear a lot of stories where, you know, spouses cheat on each other and it's just like, you know,
no,
it
that,
happens
that,
over
that issue is not
years.
Okay. No, that issue is not okay. So when I say, you know, for better or for worse, I do and whatever, I mean I'm going to be faithful to you. Like, if I can't sleep with anybody else, then you can't sleep with anybody else.
Yeah. No, like, I 100% get that. But I'm just saying we all know stories about infidelity in marriage and people stay.
I hear that, you know, there's this thing called you get, you know, a exit weekend, you know. You can
like
do
a whole pause.
I've heard of that and I feel like, nah, guys.
Surely you need it just to like reboost or refresh.
No, you know, because in my mind, I'm thinking of like this. If he's going to go and sleep with some other chick, random, and then he's going to come back and be like, yo, babes, you should try this. You should... Hell no.
Why
and
are you
gonna
not
be
trying
like thinking about
things?
That girl. I'm not, no.
Yeah,
Mate,
why when are you not trying those things now?
No, I mean, I'm open to that, but don't be bringing some other chick in. Nah, like... No.
Okay. Let's get into some news a little bit before we get into the topic of the day. There hasn't been much going on, but there's some, I want to call them funny, but interesting stories in the news. So, yeah, just before we get into that, Playboy's in trouble again.
Read about it. Extra. Please grab young fella and extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy's Penny. Extra, extra.
All right. Extra, read all about it. So one of the stories that is killing the headlines right now is about a coffin victim. There was a... All right, so
wait,
the story,
say that again?
Essentially, the story is Victor Mlotshwa, the man who was forced into a coffin by two men in Middlesbrough, explained to journalists outside the court how the incident unfolded. So they just, essentially, they try to bury him alive. This guy named Willem Oosthuizen and Theo Martens. They appeared in the magistrate's courts today. They were so racist. They're like, nah, we're going to bury this guy alive, give him the worst death possible. But yeah, he won't seek bail, apparently, because he knows. Like, how do you deny that? How do you deny that vibe, dog? But I don't even know.
That's he must one come of my out. Big... Face the rest of the black people. Come. Yeah. Try do that ish with like 20,000 other black people. Come. Yeah. Come out. Nah.
That's one of my worst
That's
fears.
Why he did it on a farm, because there was no other black people anywhere near.
It wasn't even a farm. It was a blast. Yeah. It was a blast.
Like,
that's one of my biggest fears, being buried alive. That must be the most insane shit to go through.
You must try to do that in Bromfontein. Just like outside kitchen is a great day to see what happens.
Yeah, they must.
Hey, Bimba! Bimba!
We just need him at the rank, boy. That's where we need him.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it that's going on that side. SAA is always in a fucking situation. SAA is bleeding from the intense competition on the domestic market, with rivals gouging about 1 billion revenue in the second quarter of 2016-17 financial year. So SAA is one of the parastatals that we have in this country, which is always in a mess. Oh, and Sean Abrams, which is more news, he has been called out by Jacob Zuma, funny enough. He has 14 days to respond as to why he should not be suspended from the National Prosecuting Authority. Lawyer, do you think he should be suspended? Yes, no, maybe?
Well, I think at this point it's become irrelevant now because no one cares about charges anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, Sean Abrams could just say, hey, listen, my main man is all right with the state capture, so now why must I go down?
Yeah, exactly. Like, every politician seems to just wither away and slide away with anything in this country.
Because they know the status quo. We're angry about it for 2 weeks and then, hey, we're on to the next thing.
Exactly.
Hey, guys, did you see Bavana Bafana? We're on to the next thing now.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, and you bring up the state capture report, which has been out for about a week as well now. Some interesting and damning evidence in there, but nothing's happened so far, so forth. And this is just the same old story. Will we ever get anything out of the state capture report?
Hell no.
Hell no. You don't think so?
No.
Nope.
This is so real, guys. I can't believe that this is what our
so much ink
is
was
upholding.
Wasted. So much ink.
And that thing is more long.
Yeah, he's like 380 pages.
Hey, dude, and now we're not going to get anything out of it.
You know, all we want, ne, is for our current president to be removed. If that happens, a whole lot of other issues.
Yeah, but
the domino effect.
But until, so until that happens, I promise you, anything else is just...
noise.
It's nothing. It's just there.
That's the thing. Like, we have to. I think the pressure is mounting on him, though. It's getting to a point where he's getting close to that place where he has to. I don't think he can survive this much longer. Although
listen,
he's through the most.
That's what we said with the first charges. It's what we said with the gun. That's what we said with the rape incident.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is.
He can get away with murder, literally.
He's Rambo, man.
Yeah, he's Rambo.
I mean, when we're talking about it the other day, that he's gonna be in Zim, you know,
yeah,
with Mugabe.
Yeah.
So I feel like he got some tips and now he's gonna
master.
Come back, you
even
know,
stronger,
2.0 on
even
some.
Who's that Majin Buu? He's gonna be that Majin Buu with the cheese cob. Or Frieza. No, that's it. Frieza with the cheese cob taking over the world. All right, so that's what's been popping off in the news of this last week. Not much new. I think last week's news was the biggest, and that's just been taking over the airwaves and conversation. Trump is out and the world hasn't exploded. Okay, so now this leads us to the topic of the day. The afterlife. All right, reincarnation. This is what happens to us when we die. Obviously, none of us have the answer to this question, but we're just going to try go into it and try to figure out what people with like-minded views are thinking about the afterlife, especially people our age, millennials, who haven't been rolled over by religion, let me say, or forced to believe things that are not in their nature. So people are more free to believe what they want. In this day and age, what a time to be alive. Millennials, that's what we'll call us. So yeah, diving straight into it. Firstly, I don't know, Simpiwe, do you believe in the afterlife?
Yes, I do. But from a Christian perspective.
Oh, okay, so you are a full-out Christian.
Yes, I am.
You go to church. Are you? Yes. Do you have a specific denomination? Are you evangelist? Or are you just a Christian to the faith?
I'm spirit-filled.
Oh, okay.
You know.
No, it's cool because some of the denominations require different things.
Yeah.
So if you open, then that's I think.
Yeah. You know, I'm not religious okay. in any format, but
Whoa. You're not religious.
Yes, there's in fact because I studied religion studies okay. in high school, and it's kind of like a fact that Christianity is not a religion.
Oh,
yeah.
How does that work?
Guys, Christianity is not a religion. It is a faith.
Okay.
People make it religious because they're telling you can't do this, can't do that, and that's when it becomes religious.
But then what? Oh,
the Bible does that. I thought that's stipulates the rules of what's good and bad.
Yeah, and but bad. Then you also have grace. You know,
okay, yeah,
you see,
yeah, yeah,
this is
yes.
why Jesus Christ.
He came and he.
Yeah, so there's grace on your side as well. So I'm not saying go out there and sin.
Yeah.
But I can come to you and say you are a sinner and therefore you have grace and you can come before the presence of okay. God because of grace. That's what makes it not religious.
Oh, okay. So that's the idea that I think a lot of people lose in
yes.
Christianity is that the high standard is just the ultimate goal of what you want
yes.
out of being a human being. But grace allows you to sin
yeah.
and be forgiven for
no,
that sin.
No, not to sin. It's like living in your parents' house, you know?
Okay.
They don't say, I mean, okay, well, let me put it like this because there's some strict parents. But essentially, you live with your parents and you abide by their rules. Not because they're trying to harm you, not because they're trying to restrict your life, but so that you're safe. And it's okay. the same thing with Christianity. It's like the people that don't drink. It's not because you're not allowed to drink, you know, but for your own safety and for your own, you know, spiritual being, it's better not to.
Okay.
So then you start doing things that allow you to have, you know, a more, I don't know.
Disciplined life.
Yes. Okay. But it's not anywhere where you're like, I have to do this. I have to. Now, yeah. the minute you're like, if I don't pray at 3:00, oh my gosh, God is going to send
yeah,
me to hell.
I'm going to hell.
No, that's religion.
Okay, so you believe in heaven?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in hell as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what makes somebody go to hell and what makes somebody go to heaven? What's the actual definitive mark? Because people do bad things and they ask for forgiveness and they're allowed into heaven.
So it's not about your acts. Even the Bible says that it's not about what you actually do. The first step is by you accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Okay.
So that's step one. Once you've done that, you are much more closer. Not even much more closer. If you died right now, you'd most probably go to heaven because you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior.
Okay, here's the thing. Now, I believe in God and I believe in a higher power and the like, but I don't believe in Jesus. And I try to live my life in accordance with good values, good virtues. But my belief in Jesus is what
keyword
stopped
being
me from
try.
Getting into my not believing in Jesus is gonna stop me from reaching eternal
so
glory.
So according to my faith and according to what the Bible says and according to the Bible, yeah, you're not gonna go to heaven.
Jesus, I'm fucked. You see, I even used his name in vain. I really am fucked, aren't I?
But you see, so you can be like the most honest person, the most giving person. You can be, you know, umuntu right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
But the mere fact that you don't believe in Jesus Christ and you don't accept him.
That's a no-no.
No, you're going to the hell.
Okay, so what do you, so all the people who believe in other things are going to hell, according to Christianity. So
well,
that would mean
first,
Muslims and Jews and all those people are going to hell because they haven't accepted Jesus Christ.
But that's where we practice. That's where Christians are supposed to teach about grace and teach about the love of Christ. So there's no point in me saying you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. It doesn't work like that because there could be things that I'm doing, even though I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that God does not like.
Yeah.
So that could hinder. So I could not forgive someone and say, you know, I'd rather go to hell than to forgive this person. And then legit, you know,
you go
before
hell.
God, and he was like, your words, while you're on earth, you said you would rather go to hell.
Yeah.
So you go to her. Okay. So there's no point in me saying, not even saying, pointing fingers. My thing is, you first have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's what gets you to the ever so desired heavenly place.
Step one. Okay. Then there's step two and three, four.
Loi, so I just want to know, because I think it's a good juxtaposition for you to come in here, because she believes in Jesus Christ in heaven, and we've been friends for a long time, so I know you a little bit, and we can talk about whether or not this whole realm of heaven exists to you. What would you call yourself, an atheist, an agnostic, or a believer?
I would most certainly call myself an agnostic.
Okay.
First and foremost, but people tend to get upset with the term agnostic because then they believe that you're scared to take sides.
Okay.
So then I counter with that, and no, fine, then call me an atheist, because I'm definitely not religious or believe in any false like religion.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
There's no. You're not going to church every Sunday or
to
the mosque on Friday.
Yeah, listen. hey man, if I step foot in a church, I'll probably burn. I haven't been there so long.
Yeah, rather be at the farmer's market on a Sunday.
Farmer's market. You know, I mean, wake up with some brewskis. Yeah. All
right. So, what do you see after you've died? What is that ideal thing for you?
Well, it's not even about ideal, really. It's logically speaking, when you die, it's most likely the case that you will dissolve into nothingness, just like before you were born.
Yeah, that's the...
And that is why the fast that is religion works so beautifully. It works so great. It's because it gives people hope, and it takes them out of the damnation that is living and dying as the animals that we are.
So that's the thing. We live and we survive and we struggle.
It's really quite simplistic. I mean the idea of I hope there's a heaven. Doesn't a heaven sound nice?
Yeah,
it does.
It does sound incredible, but it just seems a bit.
You know, I do personally. My mind is like, dude, what are you?
Yeah, why doesn't it go back to the way we were before?
What's going on here?
Recycling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's where I come in when you mention recycling, because I'm a Buddhist, so I believe in interconnectedness and the way that everything is connected. So our souls will never die. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So when you die, you are still a part of the earth. You're still a part of the universe. Whether you come back as rain, whether you come back as another animal, you are still connected to the earth in some way or the other. That energy that you possess that is outside of your body, we'll call that the soul for the purpose of this conversation.
And while I don't agree with that, that type of thinking makes way more sense than believing in Christianity or Islam.
Why?
Or Judaism.
I think the idea that there's a place where you go where everyone is who has died.
Yes, logically. Based on the book that was written by a man that says the world is 2,000 years old, that has a lot of contradictory statements within it.
Not at all. People make it contradictory. It does not. People like taking things from the Bible and then leaving other parts of it. And they turn it into this big circle where Christianity now seems as this thing as you're crazy if you believe in Christ. I feel like this happened. There was a man on earth, Jesus Christ. He was, you can't dispute that.
Okay.
You could have touched him, you could have hanged with him. That happened. So everything else that revolves around Christianity, I feel like people think that it, someone was just smoking some weed and he wrote the Bible, but it's based on something.
What do you rate? Let's get those other guys to jail the other guys.
It's actually based on facts that people witness. So if you write down... But I'm just saying, if you had a diary and you kept it and then somebody else, and read it, someone can't dispute...
Okay. So there was no such thing as fiction in books and novels.
Before we get carried away, I don't want to get bogged down in religion. I want to get bogged down in the afterlife.
Okay,
so forget why you believe in it. We've understood where you're coming from with the afterlife. We can understand where you're coming from. Riyab, we're going to get into you now as well. But we need to focus on whether we believe that there's something other than this. Is the purpose for most people's lives driven by what happens afterwards. That is a big problem to me, where people live but their lives because they feel that they're going to get something else in return afterwards. That's a big thing that's led to suicide bombings, the ISIS attacks, all these religious beliefs that drive people to do things while they're on earth that don't make rational sense within the human society that we live in. Living your life for an other being or an alternative life. That's where I kind of have a problem with believing in the afterlife and what it, how it affects people who live on earth. So Rehab, just to get to you, do you think the way you live your life is for what happens in the afterlife, or do you think living your life leads to that purely by how you live on earth? It's not for the afterlife, but the afterlife accepts you because of the way you've lived.
Yeah, the latter. Yeah. Hey, you just hit me with so much.
It's a bit of a complicated
bars.
Thought, but I wanna know from you. So you do see an afterlife?
Yeah, and I'm hoping in the life before this I was cuck broke, because this life that I'm living seems to be cuck legit.
Yeah,
I just need to be a more legit human being.
So reincarnation is what you're going for?
Most def, bro. Yeah. I just don't want to come back as something shit, bro.
Yeah, like what if you came back as a cockroach?
Dude, no. Yes, I know that's a lit animal. I never die. You can do me. You can step on me. In Tsikitosha di Jota how. I'm just saying, like, something shit to come back as, you know, like a fucking snail, boy.
Oh, a snake.
You think your fucking home is safe. A human just gone. You're dead.
Okay, so you believe that we can come back as animals. You don't come back as a better version of yourself. Because I know in Hinduism, they believe in reincarnation. And ultimately, the idea is that you keep coming back to be reincarnated until the point where you've reached nirvana, enlightenment, where you're detached from the earth and material things are not, your desires have been vanquished. That's kind of a similar lifestyle which I try to lead, you know, detach yourself from material things and from the world, because that's where God is. God is displaced from what is happening
but
in nature.
Can you see how Christianity also links in with some of those teachings?
Yeah, I get that view from Meister Eckhart. He's a Christian himself, he's a philosopher, but it's the same idea that God is not here with us now. He's maybe the energy, the presence, but I mean, he is not on the earth. He's detached from all earthly things. Okay, that's the idea. Okay,
we start going two different ways.
That's when we start talking. We'll maybe talk about that a little bit. We still have a bit of time.
The mama from the church is getting quite upset. She's getting heated.
Hey. Well, hey, I guess that's what happens when you're forced to go to church every Sunday from the age of 3.
Yeah. Hey,
No.
Chill.
Wait,
chill.
I want to get back to Rehab a little bit, because this reincarnation thing is really interesting for me. As not coming back as a human, that's a totally different idea of reincarnation than I would have or want for myself. So now coming back as an animal, Kimangu chooses which animal you come back as.
Dalama dies. God literally Dalama dies.
Okay. Yeah. So you just don't want to come back as a
I really don't want. I'd love to come back as a tiger. That's no, why are you laughing, bro? That's something legit.
Yeah, it would be dope.
Like, you guys are looking at me with faces that are like, what the fuck is this guy on?
Do you believe in spirit animals?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm a, okay. Listen, Penny, don't get this the wrong way. But I think I'm a monkey, you know. But Penny, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
All right, cool. So you think you're a monkey, you're a spirit animal. Maybe you have to take some ayahuasca, get some drugs going, figure out what's going on in your psychedelic mind.
You know what I'm talking about? Out,
yeah. Because apparently when you take drugs like ayahuasca, you see through your spiritual realm. Yeah. The third eye. Do you believe in the third eye?
Yes.
Yeah. As a Christian, even.
I believe, yes, but it doesn't mean that I have to follow what people do for
the third eye.
Yes, because I believe in spirits as well.
Yeah.
So it makes sense if, you know, spirits and demons.
Because the third eye is just seeing the world from that.
Yes, but it's not always a good thing.
Yeah, so this is what I want to talk about, the other dimension, which is essentially what this conversation is about. Because I believe that life is eternal. Like I said, when you die, the energy is transferred into something else. Maybe you come back as another human being. Maybe you come back as some other form of life force on the earth, but you are still here. Your presence is here. But when we start thinking about parallel universes and time, that's where the argument starts to get a little bit complicated for me. Because if you're looking at the earth from a fourth dimension outside, there's no such thing as time. T- time is something that we've created.
Thank you. Been telling these people ain't no such thing as time. Nako.
Yeah. So the world is eternal. It's a loop, and on the other side of the
we're just stuck in limbo.
A loop. Yeah. That's exactly what I think it is. We're gonna keep on going through this, repeat, and we'll never know the answer as to why or how. That's the big mystery that will never be solved. But we have to understand that. I think heaven is trying to understand that fourth dimension, trying to see life.
Our idea of heaven.
Yeah, or... our idea of heaven should be to try to see life from that angle. Because, you know, heaven is eternal. There's no time in heaven. There's no hate or beef in heaven or whatever the case
In terms of religion, heaven, or yeah. just like...
The fourth dimension.
Your friend, guys.
We'll refer to that as heaven. We'll refer to that as heaven for the likes of Simpia who believe in religion.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about the fourth dimension, the place where you see that time is eternal. There's no such thing as time. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say. Mm. So, like, do you believe in parallel universes where if you make different decisions in your life, right, your life would go a completely different course? For example, if I decided to carry on being a lawyer, and I worked at being a lawyer, and I went and I became a lawyer at a firm, I do believe there's a life like that happening somewhere in the universe.
There's another Malcolm Lulie doing that.
There's another dimension. I believe. Oh,
like in the multiverse, like the superhero movies.
Yeah. Not the superhero movies, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Or there's community. Another Earth. Like, let's say there's Earth 2, Earth 1, Earth 2.
Yeah. And it runs infinitely. Just based on your infinite amount of choices or possibilities that you have.
Well, look, man, given space and the space-time continuum and you
and
know
how big space is.
Exactly that again, that theory is way more likely than, you know, believing in something
other than
that's
well,
definitely
for me,
fictional.
This is actually the crux of the thing, because we have to kind of wrap up. I wish we had more time for this conversation, because I'm really enjoying it. But this is the thing for me, Simpio, and maybe you can touch on this a little bit, is the hell idea. The idea of hell to me is very problematic. Where
there are some people who are so bad
that they go to this place where they burn for eternity. This is something.
Yes, but remember, we've been told that if they accept Jesus, then
no,
heaven.
No, but no, okay, they haven't accepted.
That's step one. Then you live a righteous life, and then you know you work towards being Christ-like.
Oh, so okay. If you accept Jesus too late, then...
No, not too late. Like, you can be on your deathbed.
That's what I'm going to do then. Just before I die, Jesus, you know what? Just also you shout out. I love
you.
Yeah,
shout out.
Muhammad, I know you're not even around anymore, but I shout out to you.
Okay, but let's get to the idea of hell.
Hell is a real place.
Okay.
Where everybody else who did not accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and didn't live... the word living, they didn't live according to the word, goes there, and you burn.
So there's a fire, there's the devil who guards
the gates.
You
get tortured. You are tortured for eternity.
Okay, see, my feeling is that hell is on earth. And the reason why I say that is because it's a lifestyle. There's certain lifestyles, like, you know, the underground and people who are driven by evil.
Some of my exes.
Most of our exes.
People
who are driven by evil. That's what hell is to me. Those people who plan murders, the people who run black markets and, you know, dingy, dodgy people. That's where hell is, where the possibilities of you getting murdered are.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
All right. Okay, Sipua doesn't agree. Accept Jesus or you're going to hell.
I cannot
say that, guys. This is how people are like, Christians are so judgmental. I said, first step is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you live a righteous life.
Towards trying to be like Christ.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but listen, this is what we're trying to understand the parameters, because then you said on your deathbed, if you become...
But that's the truth. I'm not trying to tell you that there's only one way and only a certain time for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You could be dying right now.
Yeah.
And I can be like, do you accept God as your Lord and Savior? You can say yes. And I can, and I, you know, and we say amen, and you die. Hey, you're going to meet God.
It's like a last minute try.
You also said righteous. So let's say I'm atheist, right? Let's say I pay my taxes. I look after my family. Never committed a crime in my life, but I'm still atheist. I'm still. Mm-hmm. Then I call you a car accident. Unfortunately, unlucky me. I die. What's happening then? It's game over. Hell.
Yeah. According to that, hey. Yes.
Okay. Yes. I feel like we've run out of time on this conversation. It's very interesting. And like we said in the beginning, we don't have answers for this, but it's nice to facilitate.
Nobody does. That's why this racket works. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So it's good to hear the opinions from different people. So just think about why you live your life. How are you driven by your day-to-day activities? Is
Jesus
it the afterlife
you.
That makes you do the things that you do?
Jesus loves
you. Or do you do it just because
Except Jesus
it's good
Christ
to
is your
do it?
Lord
this is brainwashing. Play the goddamn beat.
Okay, just
she's brainwashing so many children.
I'm gonna tell you,
I'll
be performing at Jazz Restaurant hosting a Harry Potter quiz night on the 22nd. That's next week, Tuesday. I'll also be in Bloom at the Civic Theatre on the 2nd of December.
Bloomtown?
So, yeah, catch those shows, man. Listen to us every week on a Wednesday because we're always hot. We're about to play out.
Hold up. I just want to tell the people, check out the video that I did with MT the Hustler, the We Up music video. The link can be found in my bio on Instagram. Follow me.
Fire out. Flames.
Yeah, that was
the only one.
You know what?
Dope.
I'm actually sick right now, so you did such a good job there. I need to come to you. Hey,
check out the video. We're about to wrap up with this instrumental by Tupac, Do for Love. Thank you guys for joining me on the conversation, Simpure and Loiso. And as always, we're gonna wrap out with some bars for y'all. Yeah.
Here I go.
It feels like it's a bit soft, eh? Are you going in? Can y'all hear that? We good. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I think you need to turn me up in the headphone. I can't hear anything. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There we go. That's the one.
Sitting in the studio with Simpiwe, and she's saying away, cause I won't go to heaven. And Loiso Mzinyathi says he's not an atheist, he's just saying that he aspires to be the best. He's studying the medical degree, he's got so many degrees, flourishing. Malcolm Dooley sitting on my right hand side, but he's not my Bonnie and Clyde, cause my ride or die sitting in BFN, and soon I'm gonna be chilling with her and them. I'm talking about the whole squad, and best we're gonna go so hard on my B-Day on the 18th of November. You better remember that day. It's the 18th of November. You better remember that day. Yes, I said it.
Do you know what I want you to do? I want you to throw some words for me, dog.
Hey, what you gonna do for love?
Oh, let's wait for the chorus. But you won't give up.
Won't you? What you won't do?
Yeah.
Do for love. You tried everything.
Yeah. But throw some words.
Emancipation.
Oh, emancipation. I'm trying to get liberated, but I'm always getting faded on the weekend. So I stay here debating about what's next and what we gonna do. But just listen to the words, guys. We always come
THC.
THC is my favorite fucking drug, and I smoke the herb. And you know I give the love. I'm like Snoop Dogg. I'm always blessing the people, and you know these other niggas are thinking it's
Satan.
Evil. Satan is the guy downstairs, but I don't care, cause I'm living life with so much flair that I'll be going up to the heavenly skies, and then I'll say goodbye to all these.
We up
all the time, but I think we gotta go out before these niggas kick us out, cause we about to make a jump noise, and everybody knows that you play
what with. You won't do.
Thank you very much, world.
So low.
It's been the worst, guys. We love you so much. Enjoy the rest of your week, y'all. Cliffcentral.com.